Hallelujah. Well, last week we talked about the fact that the Lord is above and beyond. And He is above and beyond. He's there in the above and He's there in the beyond, and I'm just so glad that He is. And this week He kind of talked to me about how He's beyond the above. Planes fly way above, but God's way beyond that. Satellites are shooting straight out there, trying to get to the end of there. But He's beyond there. He is above all things. He is above all things. He is above all things. And that's why it's so important that He becomes our everything. You are Almighty God. You are above all things. You are my everything. We have times when we get to discover how much space we give God. You know, you can walk into some of these monstrous football stadiums. You can walk into those places and the space you take up isn't much. When you look at that space, and I was thinking this week about, you know, that the Lord, heaven is His throne and the earth is His footstool. And if it's never been amazing to you that somehow He dwells within us richly, then that must mean that within us there's a big space. God is beyond our ability to imagine. We want God to dwell in us so richly that He removes everything that isn't God so that there's only room for God. But in my 37 years, I have not yet found that to be the case. There's still me. So there's lots of things that I could tell you about the last week, but I will just tell you this one thing that you know how my mother and I prayed, how we agreed. Run hard, drop dead. Because we agreed that she wouldn't really be a very good patient. But in the end, she was an excellent patient. What do you think I should do? What do you think would be best? Peace and joy. But that didn't work out. And so when we got to the last few hours, I was being very correct in my thinking, and that is that, you know, God, you know I quit praying about this. And so, but I could pray for her and say, Lord, for her sake and this and that. And I mean, a lot of, you know how you can go on about things? Have you ever gone on about things, praying about things, and listening to yourself thinking this is just talking? just talking. And God interrupted me and said, just ask me. We talked about that. He said, just ask me. Why don't you just ask me? Well, the reason was is that I had asked about things in that particular playing field. And I had decided that I didn't have any say in that particular playing field. It's like they call them Monday morning quarterbacks. It's like after the game, everybody's talking about why didn't the coach do this? Why didn't the coach do that? If only this person would have done that, person would have done it. You know, hindsight's wonderful. But he was being very sincere when he said, why don't you just ask me? And I finally did. I finally asked. I asked in peculiar ways. I said, Lord, please take her soon. It's going to kill me. She was breathing. You ever get by somebody breathing really hard? And I think we're all a little bit like I've talked about how a motorcycle, you get two motorcycles going and they'll start to tune. You hear them go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And maybe that's my music understanding that gets it, but I hear it happen. And I could not tune with. And so we had in-depth conversations like that, you know. And in the midst of that, I thought about people when young children are losing their parents. And I thought, my goodness, you know, I'm 67. How fortunate am I to still have my mother? But I had quit asking for what I wanted. Because I knew that the Lord would give me strength. I thought I was holy, I don't know. But he just said, why don't you ask? And so I asked. And 4 hours later, it was there. I have said, I hope to be better at it. I'm not a good asker. God has done very well by me in my life. He has been very, very, very kind. And I trust him. I don't know if I sometimes don't ask because I don't want to risk being disappointed, but I think I'm beyond being disappointed, I think. I don't know. Maybe I don't ask because I didn't even think about asking. But the Lord suggested. I am smart enough to take the Lord's suggestion. All right, let's do this thing. You know, but you see, sometimes we get above circumstances. We get above them. We've got them handled, and then we find out we didn't have them handled. You understand? If we remain just above, we run the danger of a drown draft. Sucking us in. But there's a beyond above with God. If we will trust him, he can take us beyond. He can take us beyond to the place where we can take the advantage that there is of having those things, and he takes them beyond into a trophy room. He takes them beyond where they can no longer pull us down. He takes them beyond where now we look at them and we look at those things and they don't go boom and drop us like a bad habit. They're an updraft. Yes. gave me victory. See, because if we don't put them in the beyond, if we don't put them in the victory thing, the enemy will bring them up and use them against us. He will bring them up and remind us. He will be like the people that stood at the cross and said, "Where's your God now?" To Jesus. If your God's so wonderful, why doesn't he rescue us? But Jesus had that into the beyond already. Wait until you see how he rescues me. Okay? But if we don't hold fast to the things that we know, they can be pulled away. Another picture of a little child. Little children, this morning I came in and Danica smiled at me. And then she sort of acted like she wanted me to hold her. So I held her. And then she sort of acted like she'd rather be with her mom. And so I gave her back. And then she sort of pitched a little fuss like, "No, I'm not done with you yet." And so then I had her. Then she patted me on the shoulder. And then she went back to her mom. But oh, I've been blessed this morning, folks. Because she came, she smiled, she patted, and she went back. I was there for her. That's how God is for us. You see, sometimes we want to go to him. And then maybe we're distracted and we go back to the thing that's distracting us. And if that thing that's distracting us isn't in the beyond the above category, that thing can hold us quite a while. And we begin to think about, you see, those things aren't victories as a rule, they're defeats. And so I think that as I was there for mom, and I was there praying for mom. And maybe, just maybe I was disappointed that it didn't go the way we prayed before. Maybe. I haven't got that all sorted out. But there are, you know, well, maybe it would have been easier. But I just got to tell you something, that there were things that took place in the last however long, but mostly in those last 2 days, that were amazing. I offered in my prayer, you know, just snap her right back. We'll have a miracle healing. But I didn't think that was going to be the case, so I didn't offer that really in faith, I guess. I don't know. But maybe that was why. I mean, I'm not talking about once that he said, "Just ask me." I'm talking about many times he was talking and I was talking. Why don't you just ask me? So you see, maybe that was why I didn't just ask. I don't know. We'll get to that. But I do know this, that those things that I now understand, those things that the Lord takes beyond, above, those are good things. Those are your trophy room. Those are those things. And so we've all got things in the trophy room. We've all got things. We've all got things that are there available to encourage us. We've all got things that God has done, you know, no matter what it was, no matter when it was. mean, I've got things from long before I was saved that I look and I say, my goodness, God, you were good to me. Things that I walked away from that I shouldn't have walked away from. Things that I lived through that 99 people out of 100 died in the midst of. All my life you've been faithful, Lord. All my life. So we've got those treasures, we've got those things, and those things are the things that went beyond above. They're there. They're our little trophy room. They're our little place where we go, there is where my God was then. That's where my God is now. I have a picture. I had my guitar over there. I sang for hours to Mom without the guitar, and then I decided to take my guitar over. And I don't know if this was with the guitar or without the guitar, whatever. But anyway, we were. Sometimes she would sing with me. By then, her voice was this real high-pitched thing, but as God is my witness, she was in tune. Never happened before. So I'd be trying to keep singing so I could keep listening, but it's hard for me to listen. Anyway, that makes no difference. But ended one song, and all of a sudden, I've got her. Her hands went into a prayer, smile on her face. I thought, this would be the perfect time. Nope. But there was a lot of stuff there that never had happened before. If we pay attention, we can see God doing things for us. Even when we can't see it, He's working. Even when we don't feel it, He's working. So with that confidence, we can go, oh yeah, God's there. God's beyond the above. He doesn't want us to just get barely above. He doesn't want us to get where we can handle it. He wants us to get to where it's handled. Beyond the little bit. How many times, I know I talk about sports and things like that, but How many times has somebody let up just before the finish in a race and got beat? How many times has somebody on a football game been dancing, celebrating, and dropped the ball before they got in the end zone? How many times do those things happen? And how many times do we as Christians, instead of sprinting into the beyond above, go, whew, got that handled, and then here it comes. When I see people that like 25 years later, it's like I think of you every day. I miss you every day. I'm sorry. That would kill me. When people say, not a day goes by that I don't think about that. Sometimes Mom and I would drive out and we'd drive around the cemetery and I'd be reminded, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about Josiah. He's fine. He's beyond above. And so are all of those things. But the enemy will try to convince us that it's not okay to be confident. You can't just cast down your imaginations. You can't just trust God. Why not? Why not? And even though He dwells in us, we've got to draw near. Because we all know people that have Him in a corner somewhere. off in a room somewhere. Somebody calls and I got a couple of joke lines. I say, "Is Vicki available?" I say, "No, she's happily married, thank you." I speak by faith. You know? Or else I'll say she's here somewhere. You know, they never had to wonder about that when they had a one-room house. But now there's a lot of places she can be. She can be up in the loft. She can be in a closet somewhere. She can, you know. So I'm trying to find her. I don't just put the phone down and let her find it. You ever been left on hold? Until the music actually stops and it clicks off. Folks, sometimes I think we leave God on hold because we just assume, you know. He's here somewhere. Seek me while I may be found. Draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Why don't you just ask me, Roger? Because I didn't know for sure what to ask. But he knew what I needed to ask, and I knew what I needed to ask. But I didn't know if he was tricking me. You know? You're going to tell me to ask and then this baby's going to go on for 30 days, 2 months, 5 years? I've seen people wait for a long, long time when it looked like somebody. And there was another thing. I have a very excellent success ratio of going out when somebody's struggling and praying for them and knowing without any doubt it's finished now. And finding out that, in fact, why didn't it work for me here? I don't know, but just ask me, Roger. You got some things that you want beyond the above? You got some things you'd like to put in the trophy room so that all they are is just a victory that you came through? God says, just ask me. Just ask me. So I asked him. And when I asked him, I thought that that would work. Boom. And it sort of did. There was a pause. I thought, wow. I rolled over. I said, "Mama?" I should have shut up. But then came the time. It's a victory. Folks, we got things that maybe need to go into the victory box. Maybe I wasn't asking because I wasn't positive it was what I wanted, but I'm pretty sure it was. Maybe the other agreements that we had weren't necessarily what I really wanted. I don't know. Man, this is getting complicated. And sometimes that's just how things get. They get complicated. Did God really say? That's where it started, in the garden. You know, I mean, it's kind of like the Price is Right or one of those games where they go, okay, would you like to trade this? I want that one. Are you sure? Oh, jeez. You know, is that a trick question? Do they know where the right one is? What's the deal? God always knows. We can enter into His rest. He can take everything beyond above for us. And we can trust Him that He has, even when we don't see it, even when we can't feel it, even when we're under attack, troubles without or troubles within. So just remember, you got some trophies that you haven't even dusted lately. Haven't even thought about lately. That's another one of the enemy's tricks. Take your mind off your victories. Let's just look at the mess. There's no mess too big for God. Have I become short-armed and weak, God would say? Is anything impossible for me? I hope I get a message from somebody today that says, is it really possible for us to get beyond above? I'm always reminded of that thing of James Robinson's where he called Dudley Hall asking him again and again and again, can you really be free? Can you really be free? He said, yes, you can. Don't call me again. Until you've been prayed for by Milton Green. Fortunately, God never says, don't call me again. It's more like, call me. I'm on speed dial. Just look up. Because we who love God, we have put our trust in Him for salvation. He doesn't intend for us to just dwell barely above. He wants us to experience the beyond. The beyond above. The place where we are running and not growing weary and walking and not fainting, where no weapon formed against us can prosper. We might get one in the heel once in a while, but we know how to crush the head. Somewhere over the rainbow, I did it my way. Those are a lot of wishful thinkings. I can only imagine what it will be like when I'm standing before the Lord, when all I'll ever do is worship You. But in the meantime, I have experienced many beyond aboves. Because God's faithful. And sometimes what we'll find is that we are in a safer place than we realize, and then all of a sudden we'll say, "Ooh, I'm here." So Lord, that's what I'm asking this morning, that we just go ahead and we take our spot beyond the aboves. Lord, that even now we would just have an understanding that some of the things that keep nipping at our heels are just far below us now. And we just enter into that rest of victory and let those things just fall into the pit. Let them go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.